It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show. My name's Chad Summers. Thank you for joining us for lunch today. It's Friday, September 26, 2025. Happy National Pancake Day. I do love some pancakes with butter and maple syrup. Oh my God. Yeah, not the healthiest breakfast in the world, but on occasion, anything in excess will, put you 6 feet under pretty quick. But yeah, celebrity birthdays, none worth mentioning. Second time in show history, I believe. So, that's a rarity on this program, a lunch show. Also on this day in history, 1960, first U.S. presidential debate was broadcast on television. That was on I don't recall what channel that was on, but it was between Kennedy and Nixon. That's right. 1983. Stanislav Petrov, a Soviet military officer, decided that a computer warning about a U.S. missile strike on the Soviet Union was a false alarm. He was correct, and he was later credited with avoiding an outbreak of nuclear war. He was the one that would just sit there and wait for the word to press the button, basically. And the word came, press the button. And he was like, nah, this can't happen. This can't be real. And fortunately, he was right. So, that could have been really bad. Could have really ended everything, to be honest with you. So, thanks to the Russians. Thank you very much, Russia. 1969, The Brady Bunch premiered on ABC. I gotta admit, I love that show. I really did. I don't know that I could watch it anymore, but I've watched my fair share of it. There's no doubt. 1820, Daniel Boone died in St. Charles, Missouri, also known as probably the most badass dude. I don't know, possibly to ever live. One of the most badasses to ever live. No joke. And I didn't realize it until I saw, I learned from watching biographies and biopics and stuff like that. Reading's not really my thing. But dude had some serious family jewels, if you know what I'm saying. All right, let's jump in to the news here. We've got breaking news. This one comes from both Newsmax and CNN. I took a little bit of information from each. Trump saves TikTok was the headline I woke up to this morning. Apparently, they made a deal. Trump had talked with Xi Jinping, leader of China, and he is what they said gave Xi Jinping gave the green light on the deal, so that's always good. But it looks like Oracle is going to be the top investor in the deal among many investors, American investors. But I guess the servers are going to be moved to the U.S., but it doesn't sound like China is going to be completely out of the deal. So it sounds like it's going to be a joint venture between the two countries, which I don't really like, but we'll see how this plays out. I guess the details are not available yet. But interesting fact is they don't have TikTok in China. Why would that be? You know, that it's here, that it's here, and it was owned by China, like a Chinese company or whatever. Actually, it's government-run business, but why don't they let their people use TikTok? Why don't they have their own TikTok? They do have their own TikTok, and it's based on education. Ours is based on complete nonsense. We're in trouble. All right, this one from CNN. Standing desks may be bad for your health, new research finds. Yeah, this was a study from Australia, out of Australia. You know, when they started the standing desk thing, apparently there wasn't a whole lot of like data and research supporting that. They just kind of assumed it was better. You know what I mean? But I guess it can cause varicose veins because of blood pooling up in your legs and all a bunch of health problems just like sitting. Apparently, what it boils down to is being motionless is not healthy, whether you're sitting or standing. Read the article at CNN. So, yeah, being in motion is the healthiest thing for your body. And in all honesty, that's the best I feel is when I'm active. Not, you know, whenever I get out of a car or out of bed, I'm always like, ah. Well, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's a mix would be good, right? Don't stand all day. Don't sit all day. Stand for an hour, sit for an hour. What that seems like the best system to me. I don't know. I don't work in a cubicle, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm in motion all day. Here's one from Newsmax. FBI ex-chief James Comey criminally charged. Oh, dear. Apparently, he's charged with making false statements and obstruction of justice. This is when he was testifying before Congress. So, yeah, that's actually the big news today. It's the headline on every news outlet you can find. So there's no shortage of information there. But if convicted, he could spend up to 5 years in the can. So he better have a good lawyer. TMZ, Dakota Johnson frees her nipples with sheer dress in bold fashion statement. She said to her nipples, "You're free." I don't think she said that, but I did see the picture. I didn't want to at all, but yeah, there they were. Boom. Nipples. I mean, come on. Even as a guy, we don't, you know, it leaves nothing to the imagination. We like to use our imaginations, right? But one thing I want to know is, how does her dad feel about this? Don Johnson, one of my idols, right? How can you not love Don Johnson? Miami Vice, I know you know that. But, I mean, does he really want to see his daughter's nipples? I don't think so. I don't want to see any nipples of any woman in my family. I don't want to do it. So this poor guy, you know, this was at the Zurich Film Festival. I guess that's how you pronounce it. So he's just going to have to take her word that she had a good time, you know? Warning, Don, your daughter is showing her nipples to people. The world, actually. All right, here's one from CNN. Hegseth orders hundreds of senior military officers to Virginia for a highly unusual meeting. Yeah, that's right. Apparently, it's next Tuesday. I don't know if it's good to announce, you know, something like that. It seems like I don't even want to suggest anything. But apparently, it's unclear why they are ordering all these officers for a meeting. I heard one person say they're probably going to get canned. But we'll see what happens there. Here's one from Fox News. Sports Illustrated cover girl reveals what it takes to win her heart after divorce. No, thank you. We're good. Good luck to you. All right, that leaves us with one news story left. And it's good. You know, it's good. If you listen, if you've listened to the show before, you know, it's good because we end every episode with a good news story. It's how we roll, always have. Before I get to that, I just want to say, leave a comment in the comments. If you have any questions or, you know, compliments, you know, which I'm sure you have, you can always donate a couple $100,000, by emailing me, chad@thelunchshow. And this one is from Good News Network. This is amazing here. I haven't had a good day like this. Probably ever. No, I probably have. But this is a good one. Golfer hits first hole in one, then gets a second the same day and wins $500 from a scratch off. So this guy, well, I mean, that tells it all, actually. And when I first read it, I thought, oh, so he played like two rounds of golf or something, or he was, you know, playing miniature golf, or, you know, no, he went and played a round of golf, hit two holes in one, and then later that day buys a scratch off and wins $500. So that's amazing. This was a guy up in Maine that did this. But yeah, you know, that's amazing. That's a hell of a day, hell of a good day. So, and that's what we like to report. There's plenty of absolute nightmare news out there, but you know, there's stories like this out there too, and we like to share them with you every episode we have at the very end, so we leave you in good spirits. Today's episode wasn't too bad, though. They can be pretty shocking and depressing sometimes, but today's wasn't too bad. So, all right, on that note, we are going to part ways right now. I hope you all have a good weekend. Don't be out drinking and driving. It's just not worth it. And until the next episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.